Sirkin's explanation, if one could call it that, made little sense. She was trying to be careful. She didn't understand how these mistakes happened. She was sure she'd logged the course changes and jump points, and had no idea how they had vanished from the log. Her hands trembled, and her eyes were bloodshot.
Are you taking anything?
Drugs seemed likely, given the combination of physical appearance and absent-mindedness. Sirkin hadn't used before, that she knew of, but in the stress of Irulan's death, perhaps the girl had started.
No, ma'am. Not even the pills the doctor gave me after... after Amelie. Things are just coming undone. And that makes me sound like Amelie. I mean, she used to say things like that. I wonder if she felt like this, trying and trying, and nothing seems to work.
Sirkin, we both know you're capable of better. You were doing extremely well up until we left Rockhouse Major. You must have some idea what's gone wrong. Is someone bothering you?
Harris was sure she could trust her former crew not to harass a young civilian, but it was only fair to ask. Skoderin, the newest? She'd have expected one of the others to notice and straighten out the offender, or at least tell her. No, more likely one of the clones, assuming a royal right to any pretty face and body. She wouldn't put it past them to bring drugs aboard, either.
No, ma'am. Nobody's bothered me. I know I still miss Amelie, but I honestly don't think it's that. It's just I do something, or think I do something, and then later it's not done. I don't understand it. Maybe I'm going crazy.
She looked up with an expression Harris had seen too many times on youngsters who had somehow gotten out of their depth and hoped an elder had a magic solution. Going crazy had been a favorite hypothesis in one ship, because there were medicines for going crazy. Simple inattention and laziness had no cure.
I don't think you're going crazy, but I do think you can pull yourself together, and you must. Tell you what, let's let another bridge officer sign off on your log entries for a few days. If those entries disappear, we'll know it's not your fault, and you'll have a witness to having made them. How's that?
It was an insult, but Sirkin took the suggestion as gratefully as if it had been praise.
Now, take the rest of this shift off. We've no jump points coming up, and put yourself to bed. You look exhausted.
Yes, ma'am.
As Harris expected, Sirkin's log entries didn't disappear when someone else countersigned them. So, logically, Sirkin had never made the earlier entries. It wasn't a computer glitch. It was the far more common human error. Sirkin seemed to be making fewer of them now, in all categories. Another data point on the plot of carelessness. Her appearance improved. She looked almost normal, if not the bright-eyed girl she had been. Oblo and Issy reported that she seemed alert, careful, everything she should be. Just to be sure, Harris asked about conflicts with the crew. As she'd expected, they all insisted they liked the girl. None of them reported conflict with anyone else. And a discreet surveillance indicated that she wasn't sneaking off to one of the clones, or any of them to her, when she was off duty. Harris worried, unsatisfied. She sensed something wrong and promised herself to pursue it once the clones had been delivered safely for medical attention. One morning, Cecilia lay in her bed and did her best to hate herself to death. She was too old to rage at simple unfairness, but the unfairness of her situation went beyond anything she could accept. When Brunn came to dress her and take her to breakfast, she did not respond to the usual morning sallies. The smell of hot bread and sage honey roused no response. She wasn't hungry, and she wouldn't eat. After the necessary rituals of personal care, she waited for her first workout, numb and passive.
We've got someone new, a specialist who might help. We had to wait because she's so well known, just the person they might be watching.
Hi, I'm Carly, your new therapist.
Another new therapist. I need that like I need a fluorescent bathing suit.
You're very angry. Did you know you could show that without words?
Cecilia did not bother to twitch her answer. It was a lucky guess, that was all, or the infuriating certainty that she was in a predicted stage. They couldn't tell. They'd been nagging her because she didn't have control of her facial muscles, so it couldn't be the scowl she would like to have worn. A warm hand lay on her arm. It radiated comfort.
Here. Anger tenses certain muscle groups, and fear tenses different ones. You're tense in all the anger groups. I don't think the others saw that because of the overall weakness. Does it make you even more angry that I know you're angry?
Cecilia thought about it, drawn into the intellectual puzzle despite herself. If it was an observation of her, of her real self, she didn't mind. It was being put into a category that made her want to scream. Carly's hand moved slowly along Cecilia's arm.
You're not as angry now. Perhaps because I paid real attention to you and not a theory?
Cecilia could feel herself calming, the prickly rage receding.
You've had good therapists, but they're young. And the enthusiasms of younglings can drive anyone mature to tears or screams. Besides, they've worked you too hard. I think you're tired, more than they've believed. Would you like to sleep?
Cecilia twitched yes, and then shrugged both shoulders.
You would, but what's the use? Or you would, but then this session is wasted.
Cecilia wondered how she was supposed to answer that with a yes or no, and in the silence, a peaceful, accepting silence, wondered if she could move anything else enough to communicate. She had clamped onto a horse's mane, first with her right hand, and then with both. If the first alternative was one hand, the second could be both. She tried to visualize her hands moving, and felt the fabric under her fingers slide across her fingertips.
Both hands. That would be the second choice, I expect. Can you confirm with your shoulder?
Yes.
Then I would say this session is not a waste, even if you sleep the rest of it. You're tense and angry and very tired. I'm going to make you comfortable.
Carly's warm hands, steady and firm, needed sore muscles and ligaments. Not the massages that Cecilia remembered, but something deeper and more serious. Soon she was drifting, not quite in contact with her aging body, but not in the sensory limbo of the drugs. She felt warm, contented, relaxed, and very sleepy.